show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you on Justin TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who always joins us every Friday in our third hour. And before we go to Claire's talking points, I was going out during the break over to YouTube to find that video from Democracy Underground where they're interviewing this Israeli member of the Knesset, who is just out there saying, yeah, we scream anti-Semitism is a trick. It's a trick to shut people up. When we know we can't win the argument and debate with them, we scream anti-Semite. They shut up and go away. And I found that apparently several of the accounts that had that video have now been shut down.
Imagine my shot.
Imagine my shot. And so I relinked to one of the few that are still there, and my guess is it'll probably be gone by nightfall. It's okay. I've made a local copy of that video. But like I said, we're seeing a fear reaction. The matrix is collapsing around us. Now, Claire, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I do want to get to Syria, but there are a couple of things, very current developments that I think we need to take a look at.
Okay.
U.S. military units have been put on alert as security deteriorates in the Libyan capital.
Yes.
Translation, we're going to go in and reinvade, folks.
That's right. The Libyan people do not like their brand new U.S.-approved puppet regime, and they certainly do not like their brand new private central bank that was given to them when their state bank and gold dinar was taken away from them, because if you have a gold dinar and a state bank, the terrorists are going to win. And, it's basically Libya has been deteriorating. Apparently the police station at Benghazi was shot up again.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything left of it standing? It's been bombed 3 times and shot up 6 times.
I don't know.
And, so you're right. The U.S. government needs to find a way to go in and reinvade and this time kill all the Libyans and say, all right, now it's pacified and there's a U.S. approved regime. We've got the oil to sell for dollars only. Blah, 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 blah. This World War III is not going very well for the country that started it. And by the way, that's also the historical trend.
Mm-hmm.
Because, since the dawn of the industrial age, every major war was ultimately lost by the country that started it.
Right.
So.
And, speaking of the war on terror and the cost to the economy, I'd like to add a little bit to what you said when President Obama declared that the economy is poised for progress.
Yes.
I don't know how this man can say these lines with a straight face, because
probably on SSRIs.
Because under Obama's watch, now we have 20%. 20% of America's kids are living in poverty, and 15% of Americans are living on food stamps. How can
now, wait a minute. We've got 50 million Americans. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. I mean, how can this man say that with a straight face? It amazes me, Michael.
Well, like I said, he's probably on antidepressants. And as a matter of fact, when we were asking this question about SSRIs, and 10% of the American people are on these very dangerous drugs that distort your decision-making ability, it's just by statistics, 10% of the government has to be on these and probably more.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we found a report from Obama's first term where they said he was dealing with depression.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably on some kind of medication right now. And for the guy who's got the keys to that nuclear arsenal, that's a really scary kind of a concept.
That is very scary.
We're coming to the end of the segment here, and we're going to take a break for some commercials, and then we'll come on back and talk more about this. But Obama is lying to us again. They've been saying poised for progress, green shoots, light at the end of the tunnel, for 10 years now, and the economy is still going downhill.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with the lovely Lady Claire, and we're getting back to the topic of Syria.
Yes. There was a very interesting clarification through Reuters today, and that was that Russia has no plans to sell Syria their advanced defense system, the S-300.
Oh, Israel was saying that Russia was going to do it. You're not telling us that Israel was lying, are you? You anti-Semite Jew.
I think that that might be a terminological inexactitude on the part of the Israeli press machine. But apparently, Itar Tass quoted Foreign Minister Lavrov as saying that Russia's going to conclude the contracts they have already fulfilled, but these do not include the S-300 system.
Well, there are a lot of other systems that were contracted for, and Russia has every right to deliver on those contracts, and Syria has every right to the weapons that they are buying. Certainly, following these unprovoked attacks by Israel on Syria, I think Russia, which understands the real goal is to get into Syria and Iran, which threatens Russia's strategic interests, they're not going to be quite as pliant in terms of limiting weapon sales to Syria and Iran as they were, say, back in, what was it, 2007?
When
the Security Council said, please don't give Syria rockets with which they can shoot down invading Israeli warplanes, because really those Israeli warplanes are precious and expensive, and those are nice Jewish boys in those cockpits, and Syria should not be allowed to shoot them down no matter how much bombing they're doing. Russia, I don't think, is going to go along with that any longer.
And there are still cries in the U.S., various corporate media entities, et cetera, that are urging the U.S. to intervene militarily. And one of the developments we're seeing is that Syrian army rebels are defecting to the Islamist group Jabhat al-Nusra. I mean, I'm laughing. It's not funny, but it's ironic.
It is funny because this is actually the worst possible nightmare for the United States government. For 2 years, they have been funding this supposed popular uprising of hired mercenaries, and they wanted to basically get a pliant pro-U.S. government in to replace Assad, and now the political forces within all these hired mercenary factions is shifting to radical Islam, which means moving forward, even if they get rid of Assad, you're going to wind up with a Syria that hates the U.S. even more than Assad did.
Yes, virulently anti-American.
And that's why they're now saying it's got to be a direct military intervention, so the U.S. is going to go in and kill Assad and his forces and all of those Islamic radicals who were on the U.S. payroll, just scrape it out clean and say, okay, pro-U.S. government, private central bank, oil, Syria's oil for dollars only, and everybody goes home happy.
But here's the deal. I mean, Kerry was recently in Moscow this last week. Putin and Lavrov kept him waiting for like 3 hours.
Yes.
And but at the end of the day, they were going to look at developing some sort of dialogue between the rebels and the Syrian government. Well, the rebels have already rejected this.
Well, that's
not going to happen,
that
right?
That was all face-saving by Kerry, because Kerry was going in there with the objective of convincing Russia to stay uninvolved as the U.S. went into Syria, and Putin basically built a brick wall in front of the war machine. Putin told Kerry what Lavrov had told Hillary Clinton, which is, if you go into Syria and or Iran, we will turn it into the new Vietnam, and we will just wear the United States down in a war of attrition, which you cannot win.
Right.
And so Putin delivered a very firm no to John Kerry, and Kerry comes out and says, we've agreed to seek peace, which is Kerry's way of trying to save face, because, you know, he basically, his true mission just cratered.
And what is so ironic is that this is the same al-Qaeda that the United States government is the mortal enemy of, and it's now within spitting distance, maybe, of taking over the country.
And the U.S. has been arming these al-Qaeda. Yep. Israel is evacuating wounded al-Qaeda, taking them to Israel, putting them in the hospital, patching them up. It's, you know, it's they're the enemies when we need them to be the enemy, and they're the good guys when we need them. And it's just flipping back and forth. Same thing in Libya.
Yeah.
You know, Gaddafi's government was brought down supposedly by al-Qaeda, although we know videos surfaced showing uniformed American forces on the ground while Gaddafi, you know, right there while Gaddafi was being killed.
I mean, my head hurts trying to get around this. I mean, it's the worst possible scenario for the U.S. government right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They have not handled this at all well. And if this Benghazi thing does blow up, we're going to see basically Washington, D.C. in a state of political paralysis. And that, of course, in turn is going to basically start encouraging the other provinces to start breaking away. We're going to take a quick phone call here. Ron in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You had a question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Sounds like a Sprint commercial, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Hey, I got a stupid question for you. I heard something yesterday as I was passing through listening to something, or somebody told me something. Did you hear anything about a 93-7 vote from the Senate on some kind of deal where they were talking about declaring war on the United States?
And then I heard nothing at all about that. Heard nothing at all about that.
Yeah, they were trying to say something about it was...
I think somebody may be paraphrasing. We know the federal government is sort of entering into a state of war against the 50 states. They wouldn't declare it that way. Probably they're talking about some, remember they were trying to update the authorization for the use of military force from back in 2001.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was being modified to expand its scope and powers, and it could be basically viewed as war against the U.S., but I've heard nothing about an actual Senate vote saying we're going to declare war on the U.S., because that, of course, would make the federal government look like the bad guys in the court of world opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call. We're going to let you go here, and I think we are going to go ahead and take Shane in North Carolina, just rather than keep him holding until the end of Claire. Shane, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going fine. Do you have a question?
Actually, yeah, I just kind of had a quick comment since the Holocaust subject had come up a little bit earlier. And just a little observation that I've made is that, well, for one, I woke up, you know, right around 06 when I started really looking into 9/11. It led me down the rabbit hole. And that's, the Holocaust is actually a subject that I was even like, you know, almost refused to go down that rabbit trail. But basically the quick comment I wanted to make is I feel like there's almost like a false paradigm concerning that, kind of like the right-left paradigm with politics. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like there's a, either you have to believe like Hitler was some kind of hero, you know what I mean? Or like one side was all good or one side was all bad. It's just kind of, you know.
No, both sides were equally bad. Both sides, Dresden, the starvation of the German POWs to death, both sides were bad. You know, war is a very evil thing here. And, you know, I don't want to get into the fine points about the Holocaust except to remind everybody of one thing. Knowing how you were lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, prudence demands that we go back and re-examine absolutely everything we've ever been taught by the state-controlled public schools or by Hollywood or by the corporate TV news and look at it again with fresh eyes. And, of course, that is what they're so terrified of. That's why they're screaming about criminalizing, questioning the Holocaust, declaring Holocaust, questioning a mental illness. They're absolutely terrified people are going to try and decide for themselves what actually happened. That can't be allowed to exist. We have to keep the people believing as they're told to believe, or the whole scam starts coming apart. Okay?
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Shane. We're going to let you go. And Claire, what do you have next?
Well, I'd like to follow with Shane's comment with something that I think we all need to understand. Any ethnic cleansing is bad and wrong, no matter where or when it was done.
Yes.
It's bad. What is happening to the Rohingya Muslims right now in Myanmar or Burma, I mean, these people are literally getting killed, you know, basically for their ethnicity.
Well, same thing with the Palestinians. Yeah. I mean, Israel just announced 300 new settlements in the West Bank.
Yep.
That's just the full court push to erase what's left of Palestine off of the map here.
Yep.
And I think one of the reasons why people get so upset over this issue of the Holocaust, because whatever it is that happened back then, happened before most of us were born.
Yes.
I'm 60, soon to be 61, and all of that stuff happened long before I was alive.
Right.
And yet, every time we question Israel on their aggressions and brutality, you know, we always get, it's okay for Israel to do this to the Palestinians because of what the Nazis did to the Jews. No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Both of them were wrong.
Yeah.
They were both wrong. And if it was wrong for Germany to unfairly demonize the Jews, it is wrong for the United States to unfairly demonize the Muslims.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd kind of like to get back to the subject of Syria and a comment made by General Ray Ordinerno, the Army Chief of Staff. And what he is saying is that if the Obama administration does want to do some sort of overt military action, it has to be quickly, by the end of the summer. And he's saying that the sequestration is causing limitations on training.
Well, he's just out to protect his budget. We need money to go kill people. Forget about educating our children and taking care of the elderly and even taking care of the wounded veterans. We got to go out and kill more people. Give me money.
And he's also saying he praised the FSA rebels, the majority of whom, as we have mentioned previously, have pledged their allegiance and are being led by Al-Qaeda terrorists. And it was not a matter of if, but when they claimed victory. I don't understand this.
It's a Charlie Foxtrot. Yeah. There's no other way. They've lost control of their covert overthrow, and that's why they're pushing for direct military intervention.
Yeah.
And I think given the realities on the ground there, if they don't move quickly, Assad is making gains.
Yes.
And that whole FSA could be gone within a matter of weeks. Even with all the new weapons being given to them. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I understand that Claire wants to talk about the drone strikes. And before I do that, I want to mention, I don't know if you pay a lot of attention to the toy stores, but the toy stores are starting to sell little tiny drone models for the little kitties to play with, so that drones sort of become part of everyday life. And, oh, look, I'm a drone pilot.
The new normal.
The new normal. I'm surprised there hasn't been an Xbox game based on being a drone pilot and just blowing people. There probably is one. I don't play electronic games other than flight simulators, so I don't really know what's out there in the marketplace. Your talk about, your take, rather, on the drones.
I find this practice of this remote control extrajudicial assassination horrendous. We not only get the alleged bad guy, we don't even know because there's no due process, but we're also taking out children, wives, the medically fragile elderly, and the fact that President Obama has embraced the drone strike as extrajudicial assassinations of people we don't like says a great deal about his character, Mike.
Well, let me step back here a little bit. Mm-hmm. We now know that even during the Bush administration, the administration knew most of the people in Guantanamo were innocent of any wrongdoing, but they kept them there rather than have to deal with the embarrassment of, hey, we got some innocent people and waterboarded them.
Right.
So, if the vast majority of people inside Guantanamo are actually innocent of any wrongdoing, we may extend that or extrapolate that to presume that the vast majority of people targeted in the drone strikes are also innocent of any wrongdoing. That list of names is built just by offering rewards for people to turn over names of suspected terrorists.
Snitches. Yeah.
And they may name names just to get the money. They may be naming the name of the guy who's been dating the girl they want to date just to get rid of him.
Yep.
And so we don't really know. And every time a drone takes out one of the people on that list who may not be guilty of any wrongdoing, they will take out an average of 50 people, innocent bystanders, around that at the same time. Mm-hmm. This is an act of terror.
Yes.
Certainly far more death and destruction than happened in Boston. But the corporate media seems to be okay with this. Mm-hmm. What Obama is really doing here is exactly what Adolf Hitler did with the V-1 buzz bomb, which was the world's first cruise missile, and the V-2, which was the world's first guided ballistic missile. Simply sending in these random explosions into an enemy country to convince the people to tell their government to capitulate to the imperial power. Now, it didn't work in Great Britain. The V-1 and V-2 hardened the British resolve against Nazi Germany.
Yes.
If Hitler hadn't done that, he might have actually prevailed against Churchill. Mm-hmm. And so why Obama thinks it's going to work here really doesn't make a lot of sense. But that's what it is. It's a terror campaign. Now we know, of course, the High Court in Pakistan has said these drone strikes by the United States into Pakistan, which is, I should point out, a nation we are not actually at war with,
right,
is a violation of international law, and they've ordered the Pakistan government to refer this to the International War Crimes Tribunal. Now, the U.S. is just going to ignore whatever the tribunal says, but in the Court of World Opinion, it's just a reminder that the United States isn't the good guy.
No.
The United States is the aggressor here.
And there is another development in Pakistan.
Yes.
One of the candidates for the presidency of Pakistan, Imran Khan, has stated and promised to the people of Pakistan that if there's one more drone strike against the Pakistani people, he will order the Pakistani Air Force to shoot it down.
Well, didn't he get knocked off the podium a few days ago and suffer a major...
He had an accident.
Yeah, this accident. He's ahead in the polls. He was ahead in the polls. By the way, apparently during the actual election, all of a sudden, amazing thing. This guy was ahead in the polls, and now he's trailing behind. Gosh darn, I wonder how that could happen.
But he did an interview that was picked up electronically from his hospital room. And said, please go to the polls. Anything can happen if you're willing to work for change and work with me. So, you know, I would like to hope that this guy gets a fair shot.
Well, I don't know. They may be using Diebold over there. And remember the motto of the Diebold Election Systems Company, we guarantee the results.
Absolutely.
All righty. Do you have anything else?
I think that was it.
That was it here. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. We have, let's see, we lost Larry, so let's pick up Steve in Tampa. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, lovely lady Clara and Mikey. Hey, Mike, the reason I'm calling is that I don't know if you can remember back when you first realized that you did not live in the country that you thought you did and how that made you feel. Maybe Clara can say that, but it's a really kind of a painful thing to realize how could I have been so stupid? Why didn't I see this? And you consider yourself an intelligent person, but wait a minute, just like a programming, now maybe you could have people like a support group for ignorant people, but they call in and say, oh yeah, you know, people that are on the fence, you know, hey, something's not right here. And they're thinking, oh, well, you know, if they hear somebody else's story, well, you know, they don't feel so stupid. But boy, you know, you just feel so stupid. Why didn't you see this before?
But the good thing is when you do wake up, you become liberated.
Yeah. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Steve, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store.
While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones here. John, I'm not sure where you're calling from. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. It's John in Idaho.
Yes.
And, first off, I wanted to thank you and Claire, both of you guys. I've been listening for, almost a couple of years now, I think. And I wanted to relate to the caller about the support group because, I kind of found you guys via Ryan Dawson. Watching War by Deception a couple years ago, and I felt the same way. I just felt like, oh, my gosh, I had no clue, But I jumped into the rabbit hole, and I tried to find good sources, and stay away from the wackos. And I've found a few, But anyway, I was listening to you talk about the drone strikes, and I've seen sources, and I'm wondering, what you know about where they're really concentrating on these and what's the motive behind these strikes. It isn't to take out terrorists. From what I've seen, you can find maps of the drone strikes. And what are they, is it corporate interests that they're concentrating on? Is it the heroin, the Silk Road there?
I think it's a campaign of terror against these countries to get the people to basically compel their leadership to capitulate to whatever the U.S. demands are. More than that, it is a forced demonstration. And every time Obama sends another one of these drones into a country that we're not even at war with and murders a whole bunch of people, he's sending a message to the government of every other nation on earth, we can do the same to you if you don't go along with us. And I think that's the reason they continue these drone strikes, even in the face of global condemnation, and even condemnation among the American people.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I understand that, but I really think there's, you know, there's other motives involved in it, too, I noticed.
I'm sure there are overlapping motives. There's never one motive for any of these actions. It's always a confluence of different interests. You know, certainly the drone salesmen want to see these things going on. The military agenda, the economic agenda, and again, the strategic agenda.
Cool. Well, there again, I really wanted to say thank you. I really appreciate your show and Claire, and you guys do a great job on the website. I listen to you pretty much every day, and I did want to tell you I found a way to listen to you on my Android.
And oh, good.
Listeners, that via the TuneIn Radio app, you download that app, you can listen to RBN. There's an RBN on there. And I can listen to you live on my Android now again. Finally, you know, because they got rid of Flash Player on Android, and there was no way for me to listen to you live besides downloading the MP3 at night, you know, or after.
Could you email that to me so I can add it to our little radio website, wrhradio.com, so that people know that that's out there? And make sure that they have that option. Because I know a lot of the venues that we used to be on are no longer carrying it. Again, the apps have simply gone out of business and they're not available. And we're always looking for new ways to reach people. We know we're the darling of the Part 15 radio transmitters all across America. We can't even tell how big our audience is because a single feed off of our streaming server can go out to somebody who's running a Part 15 radio station, and it can go out to hundreds of people from there. So we know we're getting out there, and we just need to reach a few more people.
Great. Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks again, Mike, and aloha.
Aloha. All right, we're starting to get here to the end of the show. We talked a little bit earlier about the fact that J.P. Morgan has sort of decided they're going to fill the corruption vacuum left behind by the collapse of Enron. Now, remember, Enron, and there's a wonderful documentary out about it called The Smartest Guys in the Room. It was on HBO. You can order the DVD. I don't know if it's available online, but it's definitely, if you are starting to build a collection of DVDs with which to educate your friends, Smartest Guys in the Room is one you've got to have. And it just talks about how Enron just literally corrupted its way to wealth and power. They were allowed to use mark-to-market accounting, which is valuing the assets at whatever they decide they're going to be, and used those highly overinflated assets to post record profits and gains, and people started buying their stock, and it was just going up and up and up. And then they got into that power thing out in California, where they bought control of electric providers within California, then started artificially creating shortages in order to raise the electric rates, and they looted California for about $8 billion. And then, of course, it all collapsed, and Ken Lay, supposedly just before he was going to be arrested, died, and his body was cremated, and that's supposed to be the end of him. Skilling, I think, has made a deal. He's going to get out of prison early. And all the employees and stockholders and customers basically got screwed in the whole situation. Well, with Enron gone, now it's come out J.P. Morgan got into the same business, took over some failing power stations and started gaming the system to raise rates. And now apparently the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is investigating and is looking to impose penalties because J.P. Morgan was playing the same Enron game. Meanwhile, out in California, their attorney general is suing J.P. Morgan over the fraudulent and unlawful debt collection practices. So the foreclosure settlement that Obama reached with the state's attorneys generals appears to be unraveling because now prosecutions are beginning. This is a criminal, not civil, prosecution here. Where you've got some callers waiting on the line, Larry in Oregon. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Back to the Holocaust. That is a weapon, Michael. That has been it's a psychological weapon. And
that's exactly right.
Movie stars and people like that to make it politically incorrect to deny the Holocaust. And then so when somebody says it, then you're attacked. If you're called anti-Semitic because you deny the Holocaust. It's not that you're prejudiced or that you're not politically correct. It's the fact that you're being hit with a weapon.
You are, and I wrote an article at my website called The New McCarthyism, because what we're seeing right here and now is basically a replay of what we saw post-World War II with the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Only back then the word was communist. He's a communist. He's a commie sympathizer. And careers were ruined because, you know, all the people in Hollywood had gone along with the war agenda during World War II, movies that glorified war, demonized the Germans and the Japanese, and then it was all over and they wanted a peace dividend. And all of a sudden they're being told, you know, now you got to demonize the Russians. And Hollywood was saying, why do we have to do that? They were our allies in this last war. No, we're going to have a new Cold War with which to go on looting the American taxpayer to build all these weapons. And the good news is, because it's a Cold War, the weapons will never actually be used. And so who cares if they really work or not? It's just all about the money. And there was a group in Hollywood that had sufficient moral character to stand up and say, I don't think I want to go along with that. And, of course, those were the people who were targeted as communist sympathizers and driven out of their careers. Well, we're seeing the same thing again today, the same exact tactic, only instead of communist, they scream anti-Semite. And, by the way, I don't want to use the phrase Holocaust denial. I want to use Holocaust questioning. Nobody's denying bad things happened in World War II. Bad things happen in every war. But we are questioning some of the aspects of the story, given the obvious problems with that story and the many aspects of the story that have already been completely discredited. It is reasonable to ask a question. And why they're criminalizing the asking of questions is simply a flashing neon sign they got something to hide. But you're right, they use it as a weapon. We just put up that video from Democracy Now! Where that member of the Knesset is saying, yeah, well, you know, it's a trick. We scream anti-Semite to get people to shut up. And like I said, it goes all the way back to that analogy between the chocolate ice cream lover and the pistachio ice cream lover. So the First Amendment right to expression is the guy who likes chocolate gets to say his piece, and the guy who likes pistachio gets to say his piece. And if the pistachio manufacturers get a law passed saying you cannot question or demonize or challenge the idea that pistachio is the best ice cream on earth, then you know they're basically admitting they can't win a fair and honest debate, and the same thing applies to the Holocaust.
And I could listen to Claire twice a week.
I listen to her every single day.
Yeah, but I mean, on the air, her report is really super. And you two guys, you know, when you bring out a point, it's working together, sometimes it's a little more fun. It's, you know, it gives you a little variation. But,
well, we've talked about it, but the fact is that Claire has something else that she likes to do with her time. She is, of course, a composer. She's written all of this wonderful music. We have two more pieces that are getting ready to record and produce videos on, and that really is her first love, is the music, and I'm her roadie, and I take a very great deal of pride in it. I'm her sound engineer, and
do you have a music arranger, one that plays all the different instruments and a sequencer and that sort of thing?
Yeah. Claire, in fact, when we first got married, you know, almost 20 years ago, it'll be our 20th anniversary in December, my wedding gift to her was a rack full of synthesizers because I'd been kind of playing around with that stuff. And Claire has, over the years, wrapped her arms around the technology, and she's got a fairly decent setup right now. But what she likes to write is vocal music, and one of the downsides of living here on Hawaii is it's hard to find really good singers, and that's why I've become such a very good sound engineer over the last 5 years.
Well, one of the things you can do today is have them record, I mean, you know, send them a file on the computer and have them record against whatever she's written on her sequencer.
We do that.
Yeah.
Some of the more recent demos, we're using singers in Great Britain.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that because it's a wonderful thing to do. And thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let Larry go here. Before we take the next phone call, breaking story, the Internal Revenue Service has come out and apologized for unfairly targeting the taxes of the Occupy movement. Yes, you caught us. We're using the tax laws for political repression. We promise we won't do it again. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Back to the phones. Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, a couple points, Mike. I was listening to the last caller talk about the Holocaust. And then, you know, a good one I've been using lately with folks that want to just focus in on this one Holocaust in Germany is the Russian Holocaust under the communists, where they killed 10 times as many people. And
yeah,
most of the people in charge of that country were the very people that got Holocausted in Germany. So that's what I refute people with on that one.
Well, there have been a lot of genocides, you know, that were just as horrible as the official story of the Holocaust, Cambodia, you know, Soviet Union under Stalin. But from the point of view of Hollywood, you know, the only crimes we ever talk about are the Germans committed against the Jews, and everything else is kind of a secondary issue, B-picture if it gets made at all. And, you know, it's just this monomaniacal focus on this one event, which is used for political purposes to justify Israel's modern aggressions against its neighbors. And this constant flow of money from the American taxpayer. We have all been forced to give Israel more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. And we are not getting a giant leap for mankind out of all of that money. Now, if you believe the official story of World War II, we, the people of the United States of America, sacrificed much treasure and much blood to go into Germany and stop Hitler from completing whatever it is he was planning on doing. And so you would think Israel would be sending us money in reparations, that Israel would be grateful for what we did, but they aren't. Israel doesn't act like they have anything to be grateful for. And that right there tells you it's all a hoax and a piece of propaganda. Israel doesn't act like they have anything to thank the United States for coming out of World War II. They want more money, you know. You know, what did that was last week. Give us something. Give us an Iron Dome this week. Give us an F-35 this week. We probably ought
to. They gave us some good payback, you know, the Liberty and the 9/11. They hooked us up. We got our payback. But anyway, I want to talk about Pakistan. I think they want to destabilize Pakistan. And, you know, I was just rereading up on the assassination of Benazir Bhutto and the Mossad ties to that. And, you know, I think they want to get that Islamic bomb. I don't think they like that Islamic bomb sitting there in Pakistan. The Israelis
do not.
Yeah, I think the Israelis want to have a monopoly on nuclear force in the region. And, you know, Pakistan is
not
that one country right
it's
now.
Not,
yeah.
It's not nuclear force. They want a monopoly on nuclear sales. That's what they're using the non-proliferation treaty for. All these other nuclear countries signed this treaty saying we will not sell bombs. Israel's out there selling bombs like there's no tomorrow. They got caught trying to sell one to South Africa. There's reason to suspect they sold North Korea their first nuclear warhead. It's market exclusivity. It's like the way they run the diamond trade. Nobody's got the nuclear diamonds but us. It's all about profitability.
But I think kind of like this, I'm talking like in the geographical region about ability to strike Israel, any of the Islamic countries, they want to keep that out of their hands, of course. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think any of those Islamic countries are going to strike Israel because Israel is the world's fifth or sixth most powerful nuclear-armed state. What Israel wants to protect is their option to invade the other countries without fear of a nuclear retaliation. Israel's not afraid anybody's going to invade them. What they want is to always have the ability to invade other countries with impunity. That's why they're screaming at Russia not to sell the S-300 to Syria. They want to have the right to go over Syria and drop bombs on chicken ranches and not have their plane shot down.
Yeah, well, what do you think about this Samson option to where these guys have basically threatened all the capitals in Europe saying, if things go bad for us, we're just going to obliterate all your capital cities. I mean, can any other country in the world get away with saying something like that?
Well, you know, they're following basically what's called Israel's mad dog policy, and the mad dog policy has worked. The world sees Israel as a mad dog, and Israel may be in a position to carry that threat out. We know there is an unaccounted for radioactivity around the Israeli consulate in New York City. It was detected when the nuclear emergency search team was making baseline maps over New York to make it easy to spot a newly introduced radioactive source. And they saw this radiation coming out of the New York Israeli consulate. Israel will not allow anybody in to inspect. So I think quite possibly Israel has a nuclear weapon already hidden there with which to blackmail the United States. You need to remember, Israel got their first fissionables from the United States of America, from an outright materials theft from the Savannah River plant, and there was this other organization called NUMEC, which was an Israeli-owned nuclear materials reprocessing plant. They had a huge shortfall of weapons-grade material. Was a huge, huge scandal. So if Israel got the core material for bombs here in the United States of America, all they have to do was leave some of it behind and build a bomb around it and not have to worry about smuggling the bomb out and smuggling the bomb back in. And so I would say it's a high probability Israel has two or three nuclear weapons hidden inside the United States of America.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's alarming. You know, there's a lot of chatter out there about nukes being planted around the country and then the whole, you know, DHS, you know, rollout, you know, some sort of a false flag scenario.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. I got to let you go. I'm sorry. We got to take a break for commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching on the corporate media, and now they're really paying attention to Benghazi because now they've got a cover-up. They've got to cover up, and all of these American media prostitutes, they're all dreaming of being the next Woodward and Bernstein, and they're going to blow the lid off this whole thing. And like Nixon said, it isn't the crime, it's the cover-up that does you in here. And it's a reminder that, as they say, time makes ancient truth uncouth. All of history is a war between rulers who want to decide what the people know and think, and then the people trying to figure out for themselves what's really going on. And as we move into modern technological means of communication, printing press, telegraph, radio, TV, internet, the life expectancy of a government lie gets shorter and shorter and shorter. The donation of Constantine, we've talked about that before, was hundreds of years before it became generally known that was a fraud. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took about 30 years to reach a point where half of America thought the Warren Report was a complete joke. These days, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. What is really historically significant about the invasion and conquest of Iraq is the lies used to start that war became known to the majority of the population that they were lies while the war was still being fought, and that's a historic first. Normally, the lies used to start a war are not revealed to the public until long after the war is over and long after the war profiteers have gone to their graves happy at all the money they made. These days, it's a completely different environment, and our best hope for the future, of course, is that the people trying to maintain the old lies don't realize how drastically the flow of information has changed in society. And we will not be dragged back to the 1950s and 1960s Cold War mentality where we simply accept at face value whatever the government and the corporate media tells us and obediently wet ourselves when they scream commies at us. It's a completely new reality. There is now a free media in this country. It used to be called the independent media. Before that, the alternative media, negative connotations on those. We are the free media. And we know that out there, the polls are telling us Americans don't trust the government. They don't trust the corporate-owned media. They're starting to ask questions. They're starting to be willing to entertain alternative explanations for the events leading up to the situation we find ourselves in right now. All of us need to make a point of going out there and finding people asking questions and ready to listen. And yes, you're going to run into a bunch of these undercover government Israeli FBI shills who are paid to argue with you endlessly and waste your time and get you frustrated and running in circles. So ignore them. Once you realize they're there, they're very easy to spot. Find the people legitimately asking questions. Why is my kid dead in a military grave? For what did they die? Was it because Muslims hate us for our freedoms? Is there another reason? Yes, it's called the Federal Reserve Note. There's the music. It's Friday. Claire and I have to run on out and help feed some of the hungry on this rock because the money junkies won't do it. We'll be back here Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Check out the store. They got some really cool stuff in there. Please support whatreallyhappened.com. Please take care of yourselves. Be skeptical. Be informed. Make good choices. Aloha, America.